I think I come in with the feelings of both low self-esteem and the feelings of my refusal to grow up, mm-hmm. kind of thing. So, you know, it really hit home. And I'm just...
you're an example of what I was saying. As far as I'm concerned, you do not have self-esteem problems. You just have confusion about how to be with yourself. Real self-esteem problems, real self-esteem issues, have a clear manifestation.
What is the manifestation?
I'm getting to that.
Well, I mean, if I were to start with the...
These are pregnant pauses.
I mean, I'm sitting here feeling horrible about myself. I don't know whether...
Well, so it seems to you. Yes, I'm not quarreling with how it feels.
I'm pretty darn low.
Yeah, I'm not quarreling with how it feels. But I'm saying that currently in our culture and in the world of psychotherapists, there is a huge misunderstanding about what self-esteem is really all about. So, in my view, you don't have self-esteem issues. Real self-esteem issues manifest in very obvious, dire ways. Divorce. People becoming truly dysfunctional, not working at all, not having sufficient income to meet their basic needs, developing psychiatric symptoms that require significant treatment. Just feeling bad about yourself is now called low self-esteem. In my view of things, just feeling bad about yourself is not necessarily rightly termed low self-esteem, because there's all kinds of reasons people feel bad about themselves. So I would look at it in your case as you have a certain way of relating to yourself, and this is fundamentally a spiritual issue. Real self-esteem issues are fundamentally psychological issues. Your issue is fundamentally a spiritual issue. How you actually interact with yourself. You don't interact with yourself out of low self-esteem. The people who are really interacting with themselves out of low self-esteem don't interact with themselves. They don't have anything to do with themselves, because the low self-esteem is for real. They don't want anything to do with themselves. For real. And they live it.
And they don't come here.
Generally, that's very true. It would be next to impossible, if you have actual low self-esteem in the way I'm defining it, to come to a meeting like this. It's pretty much diagnostic. If you come to a meeting like this, you're in my second category of, you may think you have low self-esteem, but you probably really don't. You probably like yourself well enough, love yourself well enough, think highly of yourself enough that you are not truly deserving of that label, low self-esteem. So that's good news as far as I'm concerned. May not be as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety attached. And rather than, say, going to psychotherapy for the sake of being happy, I would say I'm kind of maybe doing psychotherapy to find some meaning in this life. And I wonder...
But is it resolving the anxiety?
No, it's making it worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it isn't resolving the anxiety, then that's a sign that it may not be working.
Yeah.
And either that's a sign that it may not be the right therapist, or you may not be committed enough, or some other reason. But I'm a great proponent of psychotherapy is no different than anything else, and it should be evaluated in terms of its results. And if you don't have significant results And anxiety is one of the best you can do this with. If you don't have meaningful improvement in 90 to 120 days, you're in the wrong hands.